Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 26th day in the month of December 2025. And we want to appreciate our Maker, the King of Glory, the one who has made today possible. Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace and Lambton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotion, manual written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven manual that says, Let God Make You Part 1. Let God Make You Part 1. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 8, I Need Thee Every Hour. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Revelation chapter 4 to chapter 7. Our memory verse is taken from Mark chapter 1 verse 17, which says, And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Our Bible reading is taken from Luke chapter 15 from verse 11 to 24. Luke chapter 15 from verse 11 to 24. From verse 11 it reads, Jesus continued, There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that old country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arm around him and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened cow and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again, and lost and is now found. So they began to celebrate. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Today's Bible reading tells us about a young man who was very comfortable in his father's house and had nothing to worry about until he probably started listening to the wrong voices. He became discontent and demanded his share of the inheritance from his father. When people begin to listen to wrong voices, they often start making wrong decisions. You must always ensure that you listen to the right voice, God's voice. To ensure how God speaks and the things he says, you must read and understand his word. Only those who constantly read and meditate on God's word will escape the deception of these end times. When the prodigal son was leaving his father's house, he said, "Father, give me." His request landed him far away from his father, and even though he seemed to enjoy himself for a while, after that his happiness did not last. He soon became poor, and since he was in a strange land, he suffered greatly. Thankfully, the prodigal son came to his senses and realized that he could not make himself, meaning that he needed his father to succeed in life. He was in haste to be made, but he needed to let his father take him through the right process. God is a God of process, and he always wants to make his children whom he desires to be. Whenever a chef is making a meal, the process is not usually very attractive as the end product. For instance, the eating process is usually unpleasant. However, the ingredients that endure the heat will become fit to grace a king's table. Those that don't go in the fire usually end up in the trash or food for pests. When God was making Moses, he made him stay in the desert for 40 years, tending to his father-in-law's flock, like we see in Exodus 3 verse 1. It couldn't have been a pleasant experience for a man who had lived in a palace all his life, but the process helped to shape him into a tough leader who could confront Pharaoh, a man considered as the most powerful king on the earth at that time. Jesus called his disciples to make them, like we see in Mark chapter 1 verse 17. When he was done making them, the Pharisees and religious leaders marveled, because even though they were unlearned, they had become a wonder, like we see in Acts 4 verse 13. Beloved, surrender yourself completely to God and let him make you. When he's done, you will become a wonder to your family, friends, and the world at large. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. In Jesus' name, amen. If today's open has been a blessing to you, today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisewildashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and our current Open Heaven devotion, or click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisewildashready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. To hear my voice again and see we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful, beautiful day today. Bye-bye.